time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
We had a technical glitch, and the first half of Insight didn't get recorded tonight. Fortunately, Jack and our guests reviewed most of the content in the second half of the show.
That there, and I don't know whether it's a motto or a slogan or whatever, is it's okay to not be okay.
Yes.
You know, and that's such an important message that, you know, everybody feels at times like mm-hmm. they're not good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that happens to everybody.
Yeah.
And to know that it's okay to not be okay is such a critical message.
Yeah, such a short phrase is so powerful.
Yeah.
And if anybody ever tells you that they have not felt not okay at some point, they've got to be lying, because everybody feels it. And that's an important point too, is that we need to end the stigma around mental health and seeking mental health help. It is okay to not be okay, and it's okay to admit it. Say, I'm not okay. I need help. It's okay.
And it's a lot harder to do in a small community, especially a small farming community.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be that you're feeling suicidal.
Right.
It can be that you're just not...
I'm feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to know that there are trained professionals that know how to help and know how mm-hmm. to give you advice. You don't have to be suicidal or even sort of thinking about it to need some help.
Yeah,
absolutely. The moment it starts affecting your daily life or your daily routine, is time to seek help.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may never get to that suicide or...
to even thinking about it.
You may never even get to the point of ever thinking of that if you seek the help when it first started to affect your daily life.
And part of what I think the counselors do is they help provide those coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
To where when you feel this, think about this.
Yep.
You know, and it just kind of helps them to never get to that stage.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I went to counseling. I had a medical scare that caused some anxiety. Yep. And then of course the anxiety kicks in when you have a panic attack or an anxiety attack. It's like your brain can only think of negative things. It can't think of anything positive. And no matter what anybody says to you, you have to tell yourself you're okay. Yeah. But I did go to counseling, and she gave me ways, you know, or I guess ways to cope with it through meditation or this or that. Or just taking yourself out of the situation that caused the anxiety to begin with. You know, there's certain situations where people get in too large of a group and they start to have anxiety and things like that.
Yours was physical activity. You needed to go take a walk.
I had to be moving.
Yeah.
If I sat for too long, my anxiety would kick in.
Yeah.
Certain things that I saw or read, certain words would cause it. And I still have the anxiety, but I have learned how to cope with it or how to convince myself that I am okay. Nothing is wrong. I'm not in any danger.
And that was an important piece that your counselor added to that.
Life is way too important to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, counseling can definitely help. And that's going back to what I said about a small farming community or small communities in general. It's more difficult in these communities because a lot of people are old school. You know, the men don't want to talk about their feelings.
Buff it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So what
suck
are you crying
out,
for kind of thing. They don't want to talk about it, and they instill that in their sons. I would think the women are typically more likely to go to counseling without question. But again, in the small rural communities, that it's not easy to convince people that, hey, that's the city folk do that stuff, you know?
And to a very large extent, suicide is a very male thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's three times more males that commit suicide than there are females.
And way more successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are women, a lot of women do, but they're less likely to be successful.
Yeah. Well, and part of that is men choose more lethal means.
Exactly.
That are way more permanent.
More guaranteed.
Women tend to choose things like poison or, you know, overdosing.
Too many sleeping pills or something.
Right. And, you know, it's not as lethal.
Yeah.
So.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
So, we touched on it, but not near enough, I think. You talked about how you like to talk to people about what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Is part of Assure having a new resource to be part of a discussion group?
Absolutely. If we are invited, we're there 100%. We have people that reach out to us that just recently there was a mother that reached out to my mother and she's like, I want to talk to somebody. Is there somebody that I can talk to that's been through it? And almost all of us raise our hands and go, yeah, give me your number. I'll talk to her or I'll talk to him or let's meet up. Let's have lunch. Last Christmas, I had lunch with somebody, never met the woman before in my life, but she needed some support. She needed to feel like somebody else knew that she wasn't alone. Yeah. And I had lunch with her.
Yep.
I didn't know her from Adam, but it was important to us to be able to support people. And like James said, we're not crisis counselor. We're not intervention counselors. But if you're in front of me and you need help, I'm going to hold your hand until that help comes and help you find that help.
And I can absolutely listen.
Yeah.
I may not have the right answers for everything, but I'll surely listen.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
And, you know, it is also kind of a selfish thing to do on your standpoint, because being able to share your story helps you find strength and find purpose.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's you not only helping those people that you're listening to,
mm-hmm.
but just from the fact that you get to share what you went through.
Yep.
Has to be beneficial too.
Yeah. I can't imagine if we weren't doing this, I can't imagine what my life would be like. Like how often would I talk about my history?
Yeah.
How often would I talk about that person? What would I say happened to my stepdad when people asked me, you know, I really can't imagine, but it does, you're right. It does feel good to be able to share it and know that somebody else goes, wow, somebody else has been there. Somebody else knows what I'm talking about.
And every time we have an interaction with something, you learn a little bit more.
Sure.
Because everybody's story is different. You know, we've talked to mothers whose sons are having issues or daughters are having issues, and everybody's story is different. So when you hear what's causing your issue, you know, that's different than mine. You know, that's interesting. You know, you get to learn more by talking more. And by talking more, it becomes more normal for you to say, okay, this person just told me they're not okay. I need to do something. I don't just need to, I'm hanging out with that bummer. You know, he's a downer.
Yeah, the more we share our stories, the more the public sees this as normal.
Sure.
And that's the switch that we need to flip is that mental health is normal and we need to take care of ourselves. And the more we share our story, the more we appear that everything is okay. But you know, that more we share our stories, people like, it's okay to share my story too.
Yep.
Like, and just feel normal.
Yeah, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. There's absolutely nothing.
It's okay to not be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, isn't that powerful?
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and touch a little bit more on this topic. Make sure we touch on the awareness walk that is coming up, and we'll be back right after this.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated. As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health. We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wayne IGA in downtown Fort Recovery. Wayne IGA offers a full-service meat counter with fresh-cut steaks, a full-service deli, and a grab-and-go selection of store-made salads, subs, and ready-to-eat meals. You'll also find fresh fruits and vegetables, plus a variety of party trays, including veggie and meat and cheese trays. Stop by for quality meats, fresh produce, and convenient meals made for busy days. Find more at WayneIGA.com or call 419-375-2865. Thanks to Wayne IGA for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Next time she breaks her arm, I want her to.
Sorry. My fault. We were chit-chatting about all kinds of different stuff.
They were making fun of me. Don't let them.
That was the last thing we were doing, but.
So just point to me whenever we're back on.
We are on the.
We're on the air.
I can do one quick thing if you wanted to take a little breath.
No, we had the perfect show going.
Yeah, really,
this was going to be the blue ribbon A1, and you.
I don't think we really want that. If we get perfection, then we have to stop.
Yeah. My high school science teacher said there's no such thing as perfection, and practice doesn't make anything perfect.
Yeah.
It makes it permanent. Yeah. Nobody is perfect. So,
very good point. So, okay, so let's, so often, Mercer County seems protected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's the economy, whether it's the drugs or whatever it is, mm-hmm. But from a suicide standpoint, that's not necessarily the case.
No, it's not. Yeah. And unfortunately, I have the statistics for Mercer County for suicide attempts and threats, and this year they're getting big. I mean, comparatively, I know, like, so we had just this year, and it's only the end of August, we've had 8 suicide deaths in Mercer County. I know 8 doesn't seem like a huge number, but when you look at our population, 8 is a big number.
It's a lot. Yeah. And that 8 are the reported ones.
Right.
Or confirmed ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There are people who do this.
Overdoses.
And it does not.
Yeah, that don't count. I mean, just in 2023, or let's go 2024, we had 5 suicide deaths. Mm-hmm. We're already 3 above that, and we've still got a quarter of the year to go. That's scary to me.
Yeah, and the worst time of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have had 3 different suicide attempts, and again, these are reported. In suicide threats, we've had 31, and these are that the sheriff's department has responded to or the local police departments in Mercer County have responded to. How many of those? I can think of a handful of times in my life that the police didn't get called when I was in a situation with someone where we should have called the police. That could have been a threat, could have been an attempt.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's plenty more than that out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think it's important to realize that as we talk about the mental health piece of it, you know, there's a lot of people that aren't okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's a lot of people that aren't on the new medications that they're supposed mm-hmm. to be on.
Yeah,
you know, and whether it's the economy or their home life, they choose to not take those new medications, and they find themselves in a tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and And then friends and family and employers, you know, tend to have to deal with what the aftermath is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talked about the protectedness of Mercer County. That is one of the things that we want to get switched.
Yeah.
Is we've always had the attitude, and as beautiful as it can be, we take care of our own.
Yeah.
We take care of our own. We take care of our own problems. We don't need to bother anybody else or burden anybody else with that. And that can be beautiful when it comes to benefits and, you know, the neighbor's sick. We're going to bring them dinner. We're going to do all that kind of stuff. But we tend to shut up and shy away from mental health.
Yeah, and whether we like it or not, that disconnect that our small communities have, it's shrinking. I mean, there's...
Yeah. Those things are coming for us.
Some of them are here already, and people are in denial, and it's just the world is getting smaller.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's only a matter of time before people have to... They have to start dealing with it.
And again, part of that is the stigma that you don't want anybody to know that you're taking that kind of medication or that you've had any thoughts. You don't want, because it is something that it's getting better, but it is something that people just assume you are weak and there's something wrong with you that can't be fixed, or you don't want to be around people like that. And that isn't really, that isn't how you treat people that have a problem. You need to care. You need to, you know, sometimes I think you mentioned earlier, just smile at somebody in the in the grocery store. That might mean
a difference.
Everything to them. Yeah. It might be, oh, that somebody actually cares that I'm alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody saw me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody saw me. That's a perfect
And if
way
we
to
saw
put.
Somebody walking through the grocery store that had a broken leg, we would run up and help them. Yeah. Like right now, I've got a cast on my arm. I can't tell you how many people are holding doors for me. Can I write something for you? Can I get your debit card out of your phone case? They're totally ready to help me. But we see somebody who's crying on the sidewalk and we look the other way and keep on walking. We wouldn't do that for somebody who had a broken leg and needed to cross the busy highway. Yeah. We'd help them.
Well, you know, and part of that is not knowing what to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see it when you people are going through loss. You know, it is hard to know what to say to that person. You know, so when you see somebody who is going through something from a emotional kind of mental thing, it is hard to know what can I possibly say to help, and what, you know, and you're scared to death to say the wrong thing and you make it worse. You know?
We need to end that fear. It's sometimes you don't have to say anything at all. Just be in the room.
Yeah.
And say, I'm here and I'm going to sit with you in this. You know, we're going to sit in this together and we can be silent about it.
Just tell me what's going on. Is that something? Is that good
Showing.
For them to let them talk something out, or does that just make them get more serious about feeling bad?
No, absolutely. That's something from, you know, our history, you know, and being older school. Talking about it doesn't put it in their head. They're already thinking about it. Talking about it, you may get the information that you need. Like, do they have a plan? Mm-hmm. That might mean that they're serious. So,
or like the person just sitting on the sidewalk crying, like you said, you know, tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
And they might not be suicidal, but it might be just their dog's gone or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But if saying, you know, tell me about it is, to me, that seems like a good thing, but I'm not a professional.
I'm not a professional either, but
it seems like if you let somebody know they care, even if it is just their lost dog, you know.
And even if you do say the wrong thing, you're showing that person by saying something that you care and you want to be there.
People see them and feel like we want to help you do something, even if we can't figure out what it...
In most cases, you don't need to know the details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to know your life story. All I need to know is there's something I can do to help you.
Yeah.
You know, because having the right answer on, oh, I'm suicidal, what do I do? I don't have that right answer.
Yeah, except for 988.
Tell me, hey, I need to talk to somebody because I feel a certain way. I will take you there.
Yep.
You know, so what can I do to help you? Not necessarily what can I say to help you, because words don't mean much anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you can say a whole bunch of stuff. It's what you do that counts.
Yep. Yep.
Well, and you know, the first C in the, you know, suicide prevention thing is connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as people, as long as whatever you say creates some sort of a connection with that person,
yep,
it's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. Absolutely it is.
I tell you what, Neil, let's take one more break and we're going to come back. We're going to talk again about the upcoming walk, some of those details, and then make sure we didn't miss anything.
So we can get to Rocker.
And then we can get to Rocker. So we'll be back right after this.
Support for the Tribe comes from Winchester Speedway, located 2 miles west of Winchester, Indiana, on State Road 32.
Known as the world's fastest half-mile paved track, Winchester Speedway features sprint car racing and also hosts other events throughout the season, including monster truck shows, Vore's Compact Touring Series races, and the Jeffrey Earnhardt Racing Experience. For more information, it's available at winchester-speedway.com or by calling 765-584-9701.
We thank the Winchester Speedway for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Our season-ending event is the 54th Winchester 400 presented by Vore's Welding and Steel, October 9th through the 12th.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fortsight Fuel in Fort Recovery. You'll find Fortsight Fuel at the corner of Fortsight Street and State Route 49. They're a self-serve fuel station offering top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their pumps accept all major credit cards. Thanks to Fortsight Fuel for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC-LP.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
The Fort Recovery Girl Scouts will be hosting a spaghetti dinner on Sunday, October 5th from noon to 2. It will be drive-through carryout only, and the dinners can be picked up at the American Legion. The tickets are just $10 each and can be purchased from any Fort Recovery Girl Scout, and the dinners include spaghetti and meat sauce, salad, a breadstick, and dessert. Get with one of our local Girl Scouts now and get your tickets for their spaghetti dinner, served on Sunday, October 5th from noon to 2 at the Legion. Drive-through only. All proceeds will go to the Fort Recovery Girl Scouts.
We'll be back in 5 seconds.
What? Oh, we're back.
Yeah. Oh, we're back already.
Yes.
Oh. He has me all mixed up.
That you were just mixed up. I had nothing to do with it.
We're back. Tanya and James, I'll tell you what. It never fails to amaze me at number one, how much I always learn during this program. And then, you know, I am probably one of those, Mercer County is protected type people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always feel like, you know, whatever's happening out there won't happen here for another 14 years.
Yeah.
And to just listen to some of those statistics that you brought up, and you know, in my past job, from a HR standpoint, I talked to so many people who were going through tough times,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's you know, if not for making those connections, where would they have gone?
Mm-hmm.
And the value that you guys give is just not measurable.
Thank you.
It just isn't.
Thank you.
So let's talk about what do you have going on the 6th of September?
On the 6th of September, we have the Suicide Prevention and Awareness Walk at the Mercer County Fairgrounds. It starts, well, registration starts at 8:30. Then we have opening ceremonies at 9. We usually have a speaker come, just a couple of minutes. Sheriff usually says a few words. Then we get started walking. Again, like we said, you can walk as much as you want. You don't have to walk. You can bring your dog. You can bring your kids. You can bring whoever you want. And you can just sit and hang out with us, or you can walk. We've got some people that come who are serious walkers, and they walk all morning long.
So is this a fundraiser?
Yes, it's a fundraiser. It's free, mm-hmm. but you can donate if you want, but mm-hmm. we welcome you even if you don't donate. The other thing is don't be afraid to come. And we don't ask you your story. We don't ask you why you're there. We don't ask you if you knew somebody. It's just you come and support people who are experiencing suicidal thoughts, or who have experienced a suicide loss, or just say, yay, mental health. Yeah. Just come and hang with us. It's okay.
No, the larger the group, the better. Like she said, you don't have to give money. You don't have to tell us your name. You don't have to register.
Yeah.
But there could be one person in that crowd who is feeling a certain way. And when they see 50 people or 200 people, I would love to see 500 people there. They will know that there are 500 people in this county who support me.
Yep.
So just being there, you can stand in the back and not say a word to anybody.
Yeah.
Yep. Stop by and pick up a t-shirt and throw some money in the kitty and give somebody a hug.
Yeah. And it's usually, how many years we've been doing it, I think it only rained 1 year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now that I say that.
You said it last year. It didn't rain last year. So.
And if you need a whole nother reason, I believe the farmer's market is
it. Yeah.
So you can come to our walk. You can go get some.
Yeah, tell your husband you're just going to do the walk and you can cruise through and get your jelly and your waffles. And
so where will you guys be located? Like, will you be located close to the big?
Yeah, when you come in those main gates at the fairgrounds, if you've been there before, it's right off of Mud Pike.
Yep.
You come in that. If you go straight ahead, you're going to run into the building that we're
okay.
in. It's not the, we used to be in the Kenfeld building that is now the offices, but we are just a little to the west.
Okay.
I think it's the PBS. It's
the very large white building. I cannot
Veterans
remember the
building.
Name of it.
Our veterinarian building.
You'll be able to tell.
You'll see us.
We have a very large sign on the side of the building.
Yes.
Yeah, it won't be hard to find. You get in the, go in the main entrance and you'll find
us.
It. Yeah. And if you happen to get lost, go to the farmer's market and ask them where it is.
Yep, exactly.
And how about your website and Facebook pages?
Okay, our website is assuremc.org. Our Facebook page is Area Suicide Support and Resources.
Yeah.
Is the handle for that. And one thing I wanted to mention too, if you work for a company or a school or a civic foundation or anything like that, and you would like to have a speaker come and talk about mental health, talk about suicide prevention, we've been working closely with the Psychology Club at Wright State Lake Campus, and they've put together about a 20-minute presentation on mental health and suicide prevention. They will come out and speak anytime. They do a lot of Kiwanis clubs, chambers, rotary clubs, those kind of things. And like I said, it's about a 20-minute presentation. You can get a hold of us at info@assuremc.org, and we can get you hooked up with them. They do a great little presentation.
Yeah, they've done some for us at like Legions and things like that. We also have signage. for businesses.
Yeah.
I know if you have a factory or a restaurant or a bar or anything, we have signs that you can put up to spread awareness and to also give people access to the 988 number.
And so most people know the 988 number, but when you're having some sort of a crisis, you're not thinking about that. And if you just see it, oh, there we go.
Yeah.
You know, you're fretting about whatever this or that is, and that is the farthest thing from, you know, you're worrying about the thing and not worrying about how to get some help. And there it stands right there in front of you, 988. There's my answer. I wasn't looking for an answer. I was just griping.
And again, if you'd like one of those signs, just reach out. We have all different sizes. We have small ones, huge ones.
We have the cling kind that'll stick to smooth surfaces. We have the kind that you'd have to tape to the wall or whatever.
Yeah, so just reach out to us through our website or through our Facebook page, and we'll get them to you.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Guys, I really appreciate what you do for those that need it. Remember, it's okay to not be okay.
Yep.
And there's probably no greater proof than that than Rocker.
Okay.
Hey, you're being nice now. You guys promised.
Well, no, we didn't promise we wouldn't do that. We would never promise to be nice to Rocker. That's not in our genes. It's what we usually do is make idiots of ourselves, criticizing him because he's always right. But other than that,
Well, we would like to thank you guys as well for giving us the outlet to spread the word. You can't just walk up to somebody on the street and say, hey, did you know? Doesn't always work out that way.
I've seen them
on the side of the road with the bullhorns. People don't like it.
So we
appreciate you giving us the opportunity to come up here and help.
And you guys are welcome to hang around while we abuse Rocker. And we try to. He always comes out ahead.
There's still a whole bowl of nuts here that I am not.
Well, you can hang around and start eating them. I have more in the back.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Do you want to take a real quick little thing?
Let's take a quickie and come back and get Rocker.
All righty.
There's a big weekend coming up. It's the annual Labor Day weekend at Wendelene Sports Club. The softball tournament is all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and finishes up on Monday. And new this year, there will be a horseshoe tournament on Thursday night, with the throwing starting at 6:45, sign in by 6:30. And on Friday night, they'll have lawnmower pulls starting at 7. Sign in starts at 6. The lunch stand will be open, and Rock and Russ will be playing the tunes from 8 to midnight. Saturday night will feature Mishap playing from 8 to midnight. On Sunday, there's a kiddie tractor pull at 6, and their world-famous barbecue chicken dinners from 4 to 6. Then on Sunday night, it'll be Driving Force playing from 8 to midnight. On Monday, the softball tournament wraps up, and at 5 o'clock, they'll draw the 50-50 drawing, and they'll also draw the winners of their gun raffle. Lots of food, fun, beverages, and good friends all weekend long, Thursday through Monday, at the Wendelene Sports Club's annual Labor Day weekend party. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio and on WFRC 107.3, The Tribe. Tomorrow, Our Lady Indians begin their MAC schedule as they welcome the Marion local Flyers to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. We'll broadcast the varsity match on Fort Recovery Radio and The Tribe 107.3 FM. Friday, our football team will travel up to Allen East. Darian Sheffer, Troy Homan, and Reese Guggenbiller will again bring you all the action on Fort Recovery Radio and WFRC, with the Wayne IGA pregame show starting at 6:40. Saturday, the Lady Indians will host Arcanum. We'll bring you the varsity match on both stations. The JV match starts at 10 a.m. Volleyball and football are in their second weeks of the season and playing well. Get out to all the games you can to cheer them on. But if you just can't get to all the games, you can always listen live on Fort Recovery Radio and WFRC, The Tribe, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Hello, Rock.
Jack, what we got going on?
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Hold on a second. Am I on?
Yes.
Yeah, why did you think you weren't?
Well, sometimes you do turn my mic off.
I can do that. Yeah, I just did. So try it now. Yep, I turned it off.
Yeah.
Now you're back on.
Okay, so Rock.
Yes.
I have a different thing I'm throwing at you tonight. Okay. And it's you know, there's a lot of times when I sit and I wonder.
What would Rocker think?
Yes. And I think, what does Rocker think of this?
I wish more people thought that way.
Yeah. So I've got three or four different topics, and I really want to know your thoughts on those topics.
Shoot.
Okay. Cracker Barrel.
Oh, geez. I knew this was coming. You know, this is another situation where the brand didn't know its customers. Now, they look at it as, well, it's just a sign. You know, what's the big deal? Well, you know, that's like taking Wendy off the Wendy sign. It just doesn't quite. Or taking the arches away from McDonald's.
But do you think anybody would have noticed that the old man was gone?
No. And because it's not a bigger brand like McDonald's.
Well, and I never knew there was a name for the guy. And I'm not sure I ever noticed there was a guy there.
I know.
And so who cares?
But it was a fact. And I think it was all a PR thing.
It very well could have been.
And it worked.
Oh, yeah.
It worked.
And somebody made a bunch of money because when the controversy came out, the stock tanked. And then so they buy some stock. They apologize. Everything goes back to like it was. Stock flies back up. And they sell. And they just made $10 million.
Somebody made some money on that deal.
Yep.
All right. Next one. Travis and Taylor are getting married.
Well, I lost out again.
Rocker, you didn't really have a good chance.
Well, there's always a hope.
Yeah, okay.
Well, hey, there's always a hope. I mean, that's what those people were here for.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Bring them back.
Yeah. So
maybe they'll talk you down.
There's a lot of football fans that that hate Taylor Swift.
And they're still going to hate Taylor Swift.
Why?
Well, because, you know, it should be about the game.
What did she do wrong?
Well, nothing, because, you know, I much like most guys, I would like looking at good looking women.
But the thing that was wrong was that they were always cutting, the TVs were always cutting to her.
For 2 seconds.
15 times a game.
Well, it wasn't her fault.
But I know I only saw it a few times. I very seldom watch professional football, and I wouldn't be watching the Kansas City Chiefs like Rocker does.
Well, I'm an actual fan. I mean,
yeah. And have been before the Kelce brothers were born.
Long before Taylor Swift was in diapers when I first started rooting for the Chiefs. Yeah. Which is kind of weird to say.
Yeah, but it's nice that that's in your head.
just keep it there. So, are you pro Taylor Swift?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Other than for her looks,
no.
Well, her politics not so much, but yeah.
What about her music?
Oh, I like the music. The last album, not so much.
Yep.
But the problem is, she's got to be careful. You know, you say the wrong things, then your album sales.
Yep, so far she said I do.
Yeah. Yep. What else
That'll
you got?
That'll be interesting.
What else you got for me there, Chief?
Okay.
The boys are looking
hungry.
There
you go, bringing up the Chiefs again.
The boys are looking a little hungry over here.
Why not?
Yep.
So, what do you think when a guy comes up to a meat and cheese tray, he reaches down and he touches 14 different pieces of meat and cheese to get the one on the bottom?
No, it's all stuck.
No.
Jeez.
You touch in this quarter of the you touch every piece of meat and cheese.
Piece of yellow cheese out right there. No, yellow, that's white.
You mean orange cheese?
Orange.
Yellow.
By the way, I do have one little call out. I gotta call somebody out.
Me?
What's that?
These boys' brother, Bill.
Yeah?
Drove by me the other day. I'm out there waving like an idiot. He no-shows me.
Who? Ignores you.
He ignores. You know, 3 years on the show, and I get, he ain't gonna do it tame.
Okay.
No wonder why Bert might want to consider staying in office.
Yeah.
This is the final question.
Okay.
Why does everybody hate Meghan Markle and love Kate Middleton?
Well, one, Meghan's, you know, she's...
What? What has she done wrong?
Who are they?
Huh?
Who is it?
Prince
Harry's wife. She's well, how can I say this nicely?
Go ahead.
Ugly? Mean?
No, she's quite lovely.
She's pretty.
Okay.
But she's, you know, one of those, like, well, kind of a...
Liberal?
Yeah, that she is definitely that.
Oh, so that's what's wrong with her?
Or as most... newscasts would say, well, she's got Harry's, you know what, in her purse.
Whoa.
Well, that's probably true because...
She thinks she's a bee.
Now, Kate Middleton, on the other hand, who's got the popularity of Princess Diana.
Yep.
There's that. That's, I'd say that's pretty much the big difference between the two.
But why?
Well, I just said.
Because she's not as nice.
She's nicer. She's better at public relations. Hmm. I mean, she's not all whiny.
Okay, and this is the last question. Okay, because I know these boys have guests.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
They did 20 minutes ago, but there we are.
What one thing is making you madder right now than you've ever been?
Madder?
Yeah. Or
I was pretty happy until
yeah. What's your
question?
What's your pet peeve for 2025?
Well, I'm hoping that with these new stoplights, we got new stoplights.
Hey, it's on too.
That we don't have to worry about no more of this. Let's turn our turn signals on and then go straight. That's my biggest pet peeve. Why in the hell do you turn the turn signals on? And I'm thinking you're gonna, you know, turn my way, and then you go straight. Because if I walk out and you hit me, it's my own damn fault.
Well, or it could be most people just don't turn on their turn signals and then turn.
I mean, I don't know. That's one of my pet peeves.
And that's been your pet peeve since you were 12.
That's right up there. That and the phrase, blah, blah, blah. That's right up there, too. Not sure where that came from, or me and Neil had that talk a long time ago. Is it a...
Oh, we did? I wasn't listening. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, Rucker, I couldn't help myself.
Well,
I'm sorry. Hey,
we have to get off so Bubba and Fee can jump in here.
Well, who do they have? That's so important.
Oh, they have Mr. Travis
Bart Starr here?
No, Travis Guggenbiller, our volleyball coach.
Hi, Travis.
Even better. And I think you're talking to the
Steve Hulligan,
OSU boy, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got a big game this weekend.
Big game.
Big, big game.
So I'll tell you what, stay tuned for Sports Talk coming up right after this.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show.